Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Attention all posts. This is Lieutenant Junior Grade Esme Suiza, assuming command of the patrol craft Despite, upon the deaths of all officers senior in the chain of command. We're going back.
Junior Lieutenant Suiza, you saved my favorite niece, Commander Serrano. And I won't forget that. I'll be keeping an eye on your career, Lieutenant. I think you have more potential than even you suspect.
Graphic Audio presents The Serrano Legacy by Elizabeth Moon.
It is my duty to inform you that you have all been called before a court. The junior lieutenants can expect to see charges of both treason and mutiny.
Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Elizabeth Demery, Stephen Carpenter, Sherry Simpson, Terrence Aselford, Christopher Graybill, Richard Rowan, James Konacek, Eric Messner, Michael John Casey, Peter Stray, Sonny Lasky, Lily Beacon, M.B. Van Dorn, Michael Glenn, David Coyne, James Lewis, Colleen Delaney, Dylan Lynch, Ken Jackson, and Mort Shelby. Book 4, Once a Hero, Part 1.
Esme Suiza had done her best to clean up before reporting as ordered to the Admiral aboard her flagship, the RSS Harrier, but the mutiny and the following battle had left her little time. She had showered and run her uniform through the cycler, but it wasn't her dress uniform. The fight aboard Despite had put holes through interior bulkheads and started innumerable small fires, including one in the junior officer's storage compartment. She herself, though clean, had not slept well in however many days it had been. She knew her eyes were bloodshot and sticky with fatigue. Her hands trembled. She had the stomach-clenching feeling that her best wasn't good enough. Admiral Serrano looked like an older edition of Captain Serrano. The same compact trim frame, the same bronze skin. Here, the dark hair was streaked silver, and a few lines marked the broad forehead, but she gave an impression of crackling energy held just in check.
Lieutenant Junior Grade Suiza reporting, sir.
At least her voice didn't shake. Those few days of command had ironed out the uneasy flutter she used to struggle against.
Have a seat, Lieutenant.
Esme sat in the appointed chair, glad that her knees held, and she made it a controlled descent.
I have reviewed your summary of events aboard Despite. It seems to have been a very difficult time.
Yes, sir.
That was safe. But her memory reminded her that it wasn't always true, that a yes, sir, to Captain Hearn had been treason, and a yes, sir, to Major Dovier had been mutiny.
You do understand, Lieutenant, that it is mandatory for all officers participating in a mutiny to stand before a court to justify their actions.
Esme was grateful for the gentleness, even though she knew it would do her no lasting good.
Yes, sir. I have to take responsibility.
That's right. And you, because you are the senior surviving officer and the one who ended up in command of the ship, you will bear the brunt of this investigation and the court.
The Admiral paused, looking at her with that quiet, expressionless face. Esme felt cold inside. They had to have a scapegoat, is that what it meant? Panic filled in a quick sketch of her future. Dismissed, disgraced, thrown out of fleet, and forced to return home. She wanted to argue that it wasn't fair, but she knew better. Fairness wasn't the issue here. The survival of ships, which depended on the absolute obedience of all to the captain, that was the issue.
I understand.
I won't tell you that such a court is merely a formality, even in a case like this. A court is never a mere formality.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?